Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Dominique of Baked Beans Bakeries. Dominique, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem, no problem. And what I wanted to do was just hear a little bit more about like how you got started with your baking business and just tell me a little bit about what you do.
Okay, so my aunt, like the she's my aunt who I told you that my mom, like she's under her, mm-hmm. who does her cupcakes and stuff. She has her own separate business. And she started it because her son has a, he has like his limbs, they're not properly developed correctly. So mm-hmm. to raise money, she started a baking business, but she actually developed like a very, like she loved it. Instead, nice. Like it stemmed more from her wanting to raise awareness. She actually developed a love for it. So okay. that's what she continued to do. And she has a food truck that she rented out, I believe, or she bought one of the two. And she's going to set it up this summer. So.
Okay, cool. So that's what got her started with it?
That's what got her started. And that's also, she inspired me.
Ah, okay. So you saw because she was doing like the bakery, or yeah. the baking business, and you wanted to do it yourself?
Yep.
So how did you, just thought of it and you just started to say, hey, let me just get hop
I
in the
asked
kitchen?
Her, I asked her to mentor me, you know, show me how. She started from the bottom and worked her way up, and basically that's pretty much what I did.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That sounds so little, but it's so big because a lot of times, you know, a lot of people don't realize that they can do things until you actually see it, and you being bold enough too to be able to ask people is a huge thing. So I definitely, you know, commend you for that. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing with Baked Beans.
Okay, so what I want to do is I was thinking about making it a nonprofit organization, but that is kind of hard to do it while now because it's a little bit more that goes into a nonprofit organization than just, you know, just the basics behind it. So mm-hmm. I decided that maybe to start off, you know, now it would just be a regular, you know, business, make a couple of dollars here and there, and mm-hmm. then in the future, develop it to be a nonprofit organization.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Do you want to do it to like benefit like a specific cause or?
See, me being like, you know, I started off young, and you know how, like, when you're young, you
and how old,
have...
how old did you start out again?
4.
When you were 4. And you're so, how old now?
I'm about to be 13, so I'm 12
13,
now.
Okay. Awesome. 9 years.
So, you know how when you're younger, you have, like, a lot of thoughts in your mind, like, what you want to be, and you're, like, really indecisive.
Yeah.
So I think that's where I'm at now. Like, I love baking still. I love makeup. So there's kind of a lot of things going through my mind. Mm-hmm. Like when I was younger, I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a vet. So now I think I kind of know where I want to be, which is like kind of putting the baking and the makeup into play in some part of my life. And I've also wanted to be a counselor before. And I kind of still had that on my mind as well. But I kind of want to, you know, help with like mental health and stuff because that is a very serious thing. It develops now at this age because it may not be as serious as how older people have it, but anxiety and stuff like that. So most definitely with mental health.
Yeah, no, that's huge. And especially, you know, it sounds like you're very creative, which is, you know, very needed trait, you know, for being an entrepreneur and business owner. So it sounds like you have a lot of different avenues, which is not a bad thing. You have a lot of opportunity and a lot of time to choose from. So I asked for something that's called like your secret sauce. And your secret sauce could be your differentiator, what you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique. What do you think is your secret sauce?
I say the way I carry myself. I don't think that I carry myself the way that most, I'm going to say, teens or preteens who are going through adolescence, like, I'm not really as immature as some are.
Yes, you're very mature.
So I feel like that's one thing that sets me apart, and I think that, like, my head is definitely in a different place than where a lot of other preteens are.
Absolutely. Why do you think that is?
Honestly, I feel like it's the way that I was raised, and I wasn't raised to be, like, just this loud, not saying that every preteen is loud and obnoxious, but I wasn't raised to say everything that goes on in my house and just be so, like, Just not be so open about every single thing that takes place.
Yeah, I think it's important to be able to have like kind of your special place too, and be able to have your you time, your own time, so to speak. So it's great that you've been able to do that. Your parents have done a phenomenal job, because you're well beyond your years. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I want to ask you for something called a CEO hack. And this might be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that you feel like makes you more effective and efficient.
Honestly, I just think my environment around me.
That's a big one. Yeah.
I think my environment helps me to get through like a lot of the things, because like I said, I feel as though that I'm very mature. So I feel like the environment kind of like pushes you to step out of your comfort zone and be different and be unique compared to everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, your environment, a lot of things that you're seeing or not seeing sometimes can determine your latitude. So to be able to have that in place is definitely huge, and to pay attention to that is even bigger. So that's a great CEO hack. And now I want to ask you for a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine and talk to your 4-year-old self, what advice would you give yourself?
You said advice to somebody. I would say if you're like, if you don't know where you want to be in life, don't force yourself, or don't let other people force you to do something that you don't want to do. Because like I said, I still don't know where I'm going to be at when I'm 25 years old. So I don't know. I'm kind of just finding myself at this age now. So just wait for your calling from God. And if your calling might be something that you never thought that would be possible, it's possible.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's great, because a lot of times people will tell you you need to do X, Y, and Z, or A, B, and C, but you're listening to the most important person, which is God, and he's directing your path and helping you to do that. And a lot of times, you know, you have to go through and try a lot of things to be able to figure out exactly what you want to do. So it's great to hear that you're doing that. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call the definition of being a CEO. So we're having different quote-unquote CEOs on the show, but I wanted to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
I think it means being the head of your own organization, or something that you take pride in, but more so being the owner of, I honestly don't know if I'm correct, but this, you said my opinion.
Yeah, your opinion.
So I think that it means like you're the head of something, or when I think of CEO, the CEO of a business, I think of that as the head of the organization that does A, B, and C, but has people working underneath of them to kind of help put everything into place.
I love that definition, because it talks about, you know, a lot of, you know, being able to direct the path, having a team with you to be able to execute whatever A, B, and C might be. So I love that definition. And for people that want to reach out to you to find out about Baked Beans and all the awesome things that you're doing, what's the best way for them to find that out?
Well, I have a website, and then my mom, not my parents, but my mom, she definitely helps me a lot. Especially since she has her own business, and then she's older on top of that. She knows more, and she would be able to. I don't deal with the getting in contact and stuff like that. I don't deal with that. I deal with telling my story and doing the job, obviously. So she is definitely the main person, I would say.
To reach out to.
And then my business.
Then your business. Awesome. Yeah, it's important to have those people in place so that they can reach out to you and they can make everything go smoothly. So was there anything else you wanted to let our readers and our listeners know?
Be yourself, and if you're ever going through anything, just call up on the name of Jesus.
Amen. I love that. I appreciate you, Dominique, for all you're doing and the time that you took today. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.